It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork, a micro dork here in Hashtag Dorktober for the Dream Master. My name is Rich Keefe, joined this time around by Chris Scheim, a.k.a. Scheim Time, a.k.a. Prime Scheim. You can hear his NFL picks on the Payday Podcast. It's Chris Scheim. Scheim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Keith, how are you today?
Great. I'm doing great. This is fantastic. I love these micro dorks. We've gotten some good response to them. People like these different movies.
I've enjoyed them.
And Scheim, before we get to the topic du jour, and people can already see in the title what movie that you picked for us to talk about, this is the perfect setting for you to describe your nightmare that you have had.
Update for you, by the way. I've had it twice over the last, like, 3 months.
Really?
Yes.
I think maybe around October it starts to pick up a little bit.
Well, I think it's more so the winter months. The winter months are a scary time for me.
It is a scary
time. Sunday scaries are really applicable.
It's a real thing. And this is an incredible story. So I've already heard it, but I would really like you to share it. I don't know what this means. I've thought about it for a while. But I'm fascinated by your recurring nightmare.
So ever since I first told it, first we were on the Discord chat, and then I told it on Dale and Keith.
Yes, I had to get it out of you.
A long time ago, Andy Hart thought I am clinically insane.
Yeah, there's something off here.
Definitely something off, but I've had this dream now upwards of almost 80 times. Yeah, 80 times this recurring nightmare has come about.
Now, do you remember the first time you had it, roughly how old you were?
I was about 8 or 9.
All right, so 8 or 9. And so you have
about
had
20
this
years later.
Almost 20 years
this,
off
I've had
on.
This almost 80 times.
Now, again, I know I'm interrupting the story already, but just to point this out, this is the only dream you have?
When I have nightmares, this is the only nightmare I have.
Or nightmares, I should say. The only nightmare you have is this.
I have many other dreams.
Okay, okay.
Some of them can be very trippy.
But as far as like scary dreams, maybe a sax dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the occasional sax.
Yeah, it gets a little frisky. Sometimes that happens.
But when you have a scary,
when I get scared, it is this one nightmare.
Only this one.
And what happens
is
so I come out of the woods into a perfectly circular area. It's like a giant crop circle in the woods, right?
Yes.
And the entire area is filled with that tall, like almost like tan dead grass with the cattails and stuff.
Yes, kind of like in Gladiator when he's going over it with his hands.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
And so I wade my way through it, and in the center of the circle, I see this big two-story baby blue house. And it looks like brand new construction, but outside is parked a 1969 Chevy Impala. And the only reason I know this is because I've A, done research, and B, because it happens to be a car in one of my favorite shows, which is Supernatural.
So that sort of bled over
crazy
into that
little connection.
Although,
yeah, wait a minute.
So you had this dream though, and this car was in this dream before you saw this show.
No, so I think it was a very old car that resembled a 69 Chevy Impala, and just over the years, it's kind of morphed into it.
All right,
a little
so
bit.
A slight change, a slight change. Adjustment.
Yeah.
There has been an adjustment. Okay.
And so I walk my way up to the house, and I walk in the front door, and in front of me stands this young boy.
Oh, boy.
And he looks at me, and he says, "Come play with me."
How does he sound?
Just like a normal little kid, just like a giggly little kid. He's like, come play with me.
Okay.
And so he
runs. What's he wearing?
Just like a t-shirt and shorts.
Okay.
A striped t-shirt
so at
and
least,
shorts.
Okay. If he was in like a tuxedo, I would probably just turn around and walk out. But he's
not like a little baby penguin.
No, he's not.
No.
So he's in a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah. And so he runs around the staircase. And then up the stairs. And, you know, he kind of like stumbles up the stairs like little kids tend to do.
Yes.
Which is like one of the more memorable things for me for some reason.
Trips a little bit and then he
sprints around the corner upstairs. Because like as you're going up the stairs, it's like a wall on your left, right?
Okay.
And so I slowly follow him up the stairs.
Yep.
I get up to the top. I turn around that wall to go follow him. And all of a sudden, there standing before me is a giant man with a two-sided steel axe coming down on my face. And this man is like basically almost like a Jason Voorhees, but he's wearing like a potato sack, and he has like a blue button up like plaid shirt and jeans on.
So he looks almost like Scarecrow from Batman Begins, right? Like, well,
sort
but
of,
he's bigger.
But, like,
but I'm saying,
he's
but like the,
he's like
the
if
head.
You, yeah, if you combine Scarecrow and Bane wearing like farmer's gear,
is he
like,
wearing
that's
suspenders?
Kind of what, no suspenders.
Okay,
just, it's a tucked in blue.
Tucked
button up.
In.
Yeah, plaid button up.
Oh, a button up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, so he's like, he's a real psycho.
Like, he's
serial
a Clark
killer.
Kent from Smallville kind okay. of.
And then
dresser.
Is that when you wake up?
And then that's when I wake up. As soon as the axe is about to hit my face, that's when I wake up every time. And I generally wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty intimidating.
Now, sometimes when you're in dream, like, do you do the same thing every time you're in the dream?
Every single time.
So you have no control over
it. The only thing that's ever changed is every once in a while, there will be someone with me walking up to the house. But as soon as I get to the house, that person
dips. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's sometimes you have somebody with you.
Yeah, every once in a while. And normally, for whatever reason, it's a girl that I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I feel like sometimes I've been in a dream. And sometimes I have, like, the craziest dreams is when you wake up at, like, 5 a.m. and then you go back to sleep. And it's, like, a hard sleep. And then you, like, immediately have, like, these dreams. And sometimes when you're almost, like, in between, I feel like you have a little bit of control. It's like you know you're in the dream. And you're like, well, I'm going to go this way. And, like, but in this case, you just always walk into the house. You've never gone up to the door and then gone back into the field. You always go out of the house.
It's been the same pattern every time. I go into the house and I never come out.
That's amazing.
It's insanity.
The fact that you've had that so many times. I don't know what it means. It means something.
Yeah. On average, almost 4 times a year.
All right. Well, you guys can let us know at Dork Podcast, at Shime Time, what you think it means. There's some dream warriors, dream masters
send it
out
my
there.
Way.
Please let us know what's going on.
Is Freddy Krueger haunting me?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, worse.
This might be worse.
At least Freddy Krueger mixes it up a little
bit. But then again, though, Freddy
would
have gotten me by now. I think he's a little bit more...
But now you've told me off the record that one of your biggest fears is spiders.
Big, I hate spiders.
And there's no spiders in this dream, though.
No,
it's not like a place calling spiders.
No creepy crawlies,
yeah,
nothing.
Well.
No animals of any kind.
Just a legit axe murderer.
Yes.
Okay.
Just an axe murderer.
All right, Sean, are you ready for the topic du jour?
I sure am.
Well, that's paranormal activity. Now, you also told me you have a story, before we get into this movie, about when you saw this movie in the theater, which kind of... conflicting, I guess. The movie came out in 2007, but I believe it was just released at like these different like shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think when it got really put into theaters, I believe it was 2009.
Yes,
was
exactly.
When it first came out.
So I was like a junior, senior in high school.
Okay. And then what was the theater experience
and
like?
And so me and like 3 of my friends went to the theater. One of my friends was terrified, so she was sitting in like a ball the entire time.
Yeah.
So at one of the scenes in the movie, so spoiler alert already.
Yeah.
At one of the scenes in Paranormal Activity, when she's like being possessed, she's just standing over the bed, and you see the ticker in the bottom right just going for hours.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours easy.
So,
she's just standing there, which is one of the scariest parts of the movie.
Fully packed theater, like not an empty seat in the house, right? And this hulking man with dreadlocks at the very front of the theater stands up as she's doing this and screams at the top of his lungs.
No, he doesn't.
At the top of his lungs, he goes, "Bitch, you better get your ass back in that bed right this fucking minute." Top of his lugs. And I, for one, lost it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, that's much better. I thought you were going to say he just stood there like she did, like sort of showing that he was possessed, too.
No.
No, that's amazing. Oh, he was mad at her.
He was so fed up with the suspense of this movie.
Oh, see, that I love.
That he just lost it.
I don't mind that.
Lost all control.
It's my one rule. If you're going to be talking during the movie, it better be hilarious. It better be hilarious. And it's tough, because most of the time when I've heard people yelling at the screen, it's usually pretty bad. That right there is amazing. That's fantastic. So this guy's just hollering at the screen. But that was one of the scarier parts of Paranormal Activity, which, by the way, this was one of the first, or I think maybe the first, Jason Blum productions, like the Blumhouse or Blumhouse.
Yes.
Which is like every horror movie that you see now is a Blumhouse production just about.
Yeah, and they made really this movie. Did not have to break the bank for this.
No, they made this movie for $15,000.
Which is basically just paying the actors.
Right. 15 grand. There's only 2 actors in the movie. Or no, there's like three or four actors in the movie. And it made, I believe, just under $200 million.
Yeah.
15 grand.
Well, so I think because, too, like this movie hadn't really been done before. The whole camcorder recording thing wasn't like a huge.
So Blair Witch Project really got it going.
It was the,
in,
that
like,
was like
late
the
90s.
One movie.
That, yep.
But then, like, nobody had done it again for like 20 years, right?
Yeah, because when did Cloverfield come out? I feel like Cloverfield
came out after this. I think Cloverfield came out in like 2012.
No. I don't think it was that late. Let's give that a bing.
Give
I
that a
say
bing right
maybe
now.
Maybe 09, 07.
Cloverfield. Let's see if the Wi-Fi wants to work.
It's not working.
Here we go.
We're at a stalemate.
2008. So right around the same time.
So this actually came out before, even though in the theater it was later. They actually made it beforehand.
So right around the same time.
Yeah, and they do a pretty good job with it too. Just like, you know, the boyfriend or whatever. Like,
yeah, such
like,
a dickwad. By the way,
he sucks.
He's the worst.
He sucks. Like, that drives me nuts about movies where there are like ghosts or demons or something like that that you need to believe in. And when somebody gets like so much evidence put in their face, and they're still like, nah.
And he's just like, screw this. This doesn't exist.
They're like, we need to go talk to like the demonologist. And he's like, I don't think so.
The guy, don't get a Ouija board. You don't want to communicate
brings
with this thing. You don't
want to
aggravate it. He goes and gets a fucking Ouija board.
Would you mess around with a Ouija board?
Hell no.
No,
I mean, I have before, but not like with an active demon in the house.
No, that's, well, that, not that you know of.
Oh, yeah, true.
Not that you know of. I also think
I actually think I have a very strong connection with spirits.
Do you?
And so, like, when I use
Are you
the
like
Ouija
a medium
board,
of sorts?
I think my aura connects very well with the spiritual world.
I'll just leave that there for a minute.
There you go. I think by my nightmare, people can tell I'm not the
that's a
not
good
the
point.
Most normal person.
You know
on
what?
The
that could be somebody trying to tell you something.
It could be.
In
it
the
definitely
dream.
Could be.
Yeah. The little kid. Now, the little kid never asked for help, right?
No, he just wants to play. He just wants to have fun.
You know what I feel like?
I think him and the big man are in cahoots.
They're clearly in cahoots.
Is it his dad or his older brother, though? That's the question for me.
Could be like an uncle situation.
Oh,
or just somebody
God.
Who recruited him, and he sweet-talked his way out of not being axed in the face.
Oh, man.
It's like the Candyman of Houston. He ended up killing a whole bunch of like high school-age boys, but he teamed up with a couple of them to help recruit. It's a nasty tale.
Yeah.
It's a real nasty tale. One of the things I love about Paranormal Activity was the scene where they put like the flower or whatever on the floor.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, then you see, like, the footprints.
Yep.
Like, that would be terrible. Like, if you woke up and saw footprints.
Oh, my God. Because, like, and you can hear it, too. So, like, you see, he's like, this is my last trick. She's like, this is the last draw. This doesn't work. Like, we're calling in an expert. We're calling in this demonologist guy. And so he's shaking the flower everywhere. They go to bed, and all of a sudden, light goes on in the hallway. You're like, oh, shit, here it comes.
Oh, God.
And you hear it stomp, stomp, stomp. And then they freak out.
Yeah.
And there's the footprints on the ground. I'd run. I'd leave the house forever.
Oh, my God. This is one. They did a great job when they first put out, and we can tweet this out with this episode at Dork Podcast, the first trailer that they released for Paranormal Activity, or at least the first one that I saw, it was mostly crowd reactions.
Yes.
And that's what really got people going again. And it reminded me of when they would show the old footage of people going to see, like, The Exorcist, or they'd go see these old horror movies, and they were, like, passing out. They didn't know what to do. The crowd was terrified of this movie.
And so here's the thing about this movie, and I think that it kind of is like a misconception. I don't think this movie is super scary. I think this movie is very good at giving you chicken skin and like super suspenseful.
Mm.
Yeah, like the tingles, like hair standing up on the back
of
your neck.
No, that's true. Like you it's kind of uncomfortable to watch
it. It's the tension
that
really is like, and then it's like the big thing. It's like the tension and then something happens. It's almost like the jump scares more so than it is actually outright scary.
There is jump scares, but then there is something kind of eerie about it. And it's just, you know, when you're watching somebody sleep and they're doing like the fast forward version of it, and they're like laying, they're tossing and turning, and then somebody gets up. Because, like, you don't really know what goes on at night.
No.
And I've been told I've slept walk a few times.
Yeah, so have I.
Like, when I was younger, I remember I guess I got up. And this was when I was younger, so I know I wasn't, like, blacked out or anything. I wasn't, like, hammered. I, like, got up, walked down the hall, and was, like, standing by my mom's bed. And she, like, asked, like, you good? And I was like, yeah, all set. And then, like, turn around and walk back. And I don't remember any of it, and apparently that happened. And what's scary is I walked by, like, a staircase. Like, I easily could have just, like, taken one step and went boosh, but I didn't. And so people do that. There's some scary stories of people leaving their house, walking down the street.
My cousin used to sleepwalk so bad that he once sleepwalked out into his mother's car.
Yeah, that's
And
nuts.
They had no idea where he was until the next morning when he woke up.
That shit's insane. And I know this isn't sleepwalking, but still, you're watching it, and you don't really know what's going on, and it's just like an eerie feeling. And
it's just like the idea of something going on while you're sleeping.
Because also, I think for a lot of us, and you know, not everybody, but for a lot of us, a scarier scene for me in a movie is if you just see like a house in a room, or you're inside of a house, and it's really quiet, and then like the door in the back moves on its own.
And it just slams shut.
That's scarier to me than, like, Jason Voorhees in your face.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because it's one of those things where it's, like, it's unknown. Like, the sounds and the crashes. So, like, it's like all of a sudden the house just goes fucking explodes.
Yeah,
and the chandelier's swinging, and you're like, what's going on?
What is this? What did you think about the ending of this?
I thought it was, I understood it, but like, I thought it was kind of crazy. It's like,
yeah, because they took stuff that was like, all right, maybe this could kind of happen. You know,
and then like the demon went full possession.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really.
I don't think they necessarily needed it.
I don't think that lined up. No. I think like you could have just like, I think what you could have done is almost, so you hear that it's that scene where she gets dragged out of bed and she gets, she walks downstairs. That's what it was. She walks downstairs and she just yells for Micah and Micah comes sprinting downstairs and then it's dead silent, right?
Right.
And then you hear stomp, stomp, stomp. And his body comes flying through and the camera gets knocked over.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't even show her in the doorway.
Yeah, you didn't need that.
I think that
might
have been even better.
I wonder if they get talked into the, like, because, I mean, based on all the movies I've seen, the ending's very difficult. There's a lot of bad endings out there, and it's tough to sort of wrap it up. And I wonder if they were like, we just need, like, this huge payoff to it.
Well, clearly, I also think they planned on doing a second movie, and they wanted to tie her into that movie, so they needed to show that she was, like, possessed by the demon.
Yeah, right.
Because didn't she come and claim, like, her niece or something in the second one?
I think so, and there's, like, the picture of her is in it, I think is in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, Micah had it coming to him.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely don't feel bad about that.
That's one of those characters that you just know, oh, this guy's going to die at the end of this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Did you watch, how many Paranormal Activities are there now? There's like,
I think there's
eight?
Like six or seven.
There's a ton of
there's
them.
There's a bunch. It's like Paranormal Activity, Paranormal Activity 2, Paranormal Activity 3.
3D.
And then it's like Paranormal Activity, the like the Righteous Ones, Paranormal Activity, like the Chosen Ones, like all these different crazy.
Have you seen them all?
No, absolutely not. I watched the first one, the second one, and then I kind of was, they were like, oh, we're coming out with the third one. I'm like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah,
it was a unique experience at first for me.
It was.
And then it became a big budget thing, and then I'm like, all right, I'm out.
And then they put more and more money into it, too.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was what was so good about the first one. It was just like bare bones.
I'm far more of a fan of, especially nowadays, like the one-hit scary movies. So like you get like It Follows comes out. I'm like, oh, I want to go see this. Like, it's just, like, it's not a sequel. It's not just another, like, Jason Voorhees sequel. It's not another Freddy Krueger or another Halloween. It's just, like, its own thing. It's one here, and then it's done. Like, I think for me, like, those are the things I enjoy when it comes to horror movies more so than anything else.
And did you play the video game? Paranormal Activity, The Lost Soul was released in 2017 for PS4, Xbox One, and Windows.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I never heard of it
game.
Either. The game was also engineered for use of VR and made use of the PlayStation VR as well as the Oculus Rift.
That sounds intimidating.
That would actually be insane. The game was nominated for Best Sound Design for an indie game, so I don't know if it was any good or not, but
Sound design.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, so they did. You're right. Paranormal Activity 2 came out in 2010. Then they made another one in 11, another one in 12, another one in 14, another one in 15. And then it looks
is that
like
five of them?
That's six. Ghost Dimension was the one that came out in 2015. That is Paranormal Activity 6. Then apparently there's an untitled seventh film.
Of course there is. If it makes money, they're going to make more.
No, they are. And they just, that's sort of the formula for the Blumhouse thing is they don't spend any money on it, but they hit and they make a zillion dollars.
Yeah, it's insane.
Is this your favorite horror movie?
I don't know if it's my favorite. It's my, like, it might be, I'm going to get into the horrible goo discussion of whether it's my favorite or whether it's the best kind of thing.
Ooh, see,
and like, for
that's
me,
funny.
This like holds a special place for me because of my theater experience and because like as a teenager, like this is kind of what spurred my, oh, awesome. Like I'm in on horror movies kind of thing. But like, I don't think it's the best by any means.
No, and I don't even know if it made our top 50 last year, but that's again of all time.
Yeah.
I like it. And I think it's definitely unique and it is. The scares in it, you're right, like, well, as you're watching it, it's very uneasy. And I think it did, I would still think about it after I watched it. And it was one of those things where, especially at night, like, if you get up and you're looking around and you're like, all right, is that door going to stay where it is?
Yep,
and like,
exactly.
What's going on? Like, did I hear something downstairs? And you're like, what the hell's going on? Because a really good ghost demon type of thing, like, is some of the best stuff.
It's so good.
Like, The Conjuring
the stuff
and those movies are
awesome.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And so they do a good job with that, so. Not bad. I might check out the video game.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's for Windows, I'm going to go check Steam, see if it's free.
Check out the old Windows.
Yeah, you know, we're out here.
Anything else, Shime, on hashtag Dorktober?
You know,
what
guys,
you
enjoy Dorktober because
it
only comes once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you listen to all the Micro Dorks.
All the Micro Dorks. Download all the Micro Dorks.
I've listened to everyone so far. Yeah. I've enjoyed all of them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear more of
them.
We
do. We have more. We're not even halfway through Dorktober.
Got some guest stars I hear coming on, too.
We got some guest stars. We're going to have some new voices coming
love
on.
Love to hear that.
We're going to have... We also have the El Camino review, which is sort of obviously not Dorktober. We have that coming out real soon. So stay locked and loaded all month long. And also, Shime, your podcast is live, the Payday Pod.
The Payday Pod. You can follow us on Twitter at the Payday Pod. We are simply known on the airwaves as The Payday.
The Payday.
So they're currently changing over the old M&M Investments channel into the Payday channel.
All right.
So our art isn't finalized yet. They're very
close,
though.
You got to fine-tune that. You got to get a nice logo, a nice sharp logo.
They sent it to me the other day. Looks pretty clean.
Does it?
Let me tell you.
You know what's
I'm
insane? So the other day, you guys tweeted out one of your episodes, and it had the old Mutt and Merlone Investments thing on there. And so I wrote a comment like, I'm going to need a new logo, and like one with Shime, you know, rolling around like Scrooge McDuck. I got, no lie, 6 DMs immediately. 6 DMs from people that I don't know that all said, hey, do you need a logo? Hey, do you need a logo?
Like
I can make a logo.
Follow you.
And I think they all do now, and then none of them will because I didn't get back to them.
And some other graphic design company did like a weird retweet where they retweeted it, but they put like the RT in front of the retweet.
I don't know what was going on. Everybody wants in on this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Apparently everybody wants to see me laying on a pile of money like Scrooge McDuck.
I'm like, why don't you just make it first, and then maybe we'll use it. But they were all very excited. They're like, so all you need to do, I need a Twitter or I need a logo. Just type that into Twitter and you'll get flooded with DMs if that's what you're interested in.
And it's not even like it was from the Keefe account where you have like
a few thousand
ridiculous
from Dork.
Yeah, it was from the Dork account.
Yeah, Dork account. I don't know. I mean, that was
insanity,
an odd thing.
Man. I loved it.
But yeah, that is in our WEEI family of podcasts.
Sure
is. So go ahead and check out all those bad boys.
We had a huge week.
There you go.
And if there's something I have to say, Muttman's on here.
Mutt is
7-0 in his last 7 picks.
No way.
7-0. And one of them was a little bit of a parlay.
Did he really?
Sure did.
Wow. So, I don't trust it, though.
Yeah, neither do I. It's going to come cold eventually.
It's
but
big time.
As a show, we went, I think, so far on the Sunday slate, I think I calculated it to 6-2.
Okay.
Overall, and I still have the Monday Night Football game left to play. So.
Very good.
Yeah, so we're pretty good at what we do.
All right, so you can check them out at the Payday Pod and at Shime Time. You can follow us, of course, at Dork Podcast. Let us know what you guys think of these micro dorks. We got more lined up for the rest of hashtag Dorktober 4. Looking forward to it. Shime, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.